Hare Krishna. This morning's Bhagavatam class, and you have to forgive me for not being creative enough to answer questions and so on, but extremely busy time of year with many things going on simultaneously, and most easier for me to speak what's on my mind, which was Bhagavatam class. Just a little while ago, and it's Maharaj Chitraketu meeting the Lord, and Narada Muni had just finished giving a mantra to Maharaj Chitraketu, and this verse says that after having received the mantra, now being fully detached, Maharaj Chitraketu surrendered to Narada Muni as his spiritual master, and in that way all knowledge became revealed by the power of the mantra. And then, along with Angira Muni, who was the one who brought Nard to Chitraketu, Nard went back to Brahmaloka. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is explaining that unless there's renunciation, then devotional service does not manifest. And he gives the example of, for instance, the hippies in the West who were disillusioned with sense enjoyment because they already tried everything. They took the Krishna consciousness easily because by experience they came to the stage of detachment. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. So Srila Prabhupada then emphasizes and re-emphasizes in the purport that unless one actually becomes detached, he can't make advancement in Krishna consciousness. Of course, our vairagya is not the vairagya of the yogis or jnanis, but it's yukta vairagya. It's giving up attachment to things, giving up attachment to the results of one's work. Anasakta Savishayan Yatad Hadupayunjita Nirbandi Krishna Sambandi Yukta Vairagya Muchati. This is real Vairagya, Yukta Vairagya. But in any case, without detachment, then one becomes, an offender. If Vaishnavas practice Krishna consciousness and yet they maintain material attachment, then śrutvāpi dharma mahatma yapriti ahito dhamma ahamma mari paramo sohi asti aparāda krit. Then they maintain the attachment of itama kavirāgu. They maintain the attachment of I and mine and enjoyment in the material world, and that then curtails their advancement in Krishna consciousness. And of course, Srila Prabhupada oft makes the statement that you want to know whether you're advancing in Krishna consciousness. Well, how are you becoming detached from the material world, and how are you becoming attached to Krishna? And if that vairagya is not there, if you're not experiencing that vairagya, then don't be surprised if you're not getting the taste for spiritual life. Of course, detachment is not an artificial thing, but as we mentioned yesterday, and Prabhupada mentioned in the previous purport, one at least has to make the endeavor for service. So one needs to want to let go. And if one wants to let go, because attachment is not something that you're holding on to with your hands, it's something that you're holding on to with your heart. So the desire to become, or detachment starts with a desire to be detached. The detachment that comes as a result of past habits, past sinful activities, that requires to be purified. But that purification begins with sufficient detachment that one says, yes, I want to give it up. And then Krishna takes responsibility from there on in. Both Krishna says it, Lord Ramachandra said it, Sakrit eva prapanoyas tavasmati chayachati. When a devotee says, now I surrender to you, then so from that point on, I take control or charge of that devotee's life. And he, abhaya, then he can become abha. He doesn't have to worry. Everything will happen in due course of time. So that much one has to desire. Otherwise, a tug of war between material enjoyment, sense gratification, and Krishna consciousness. I've seen some people go over the top, in other words, go a little bonkers by practicing, not because they're practicing Krishna consciousness, but because they're not practicing it right. They're not willing to let go. And as a result, they get into such tension that things snap. But it need not be like that. But Krishna consciousness is extremely powerful. It's a very powerful thing. It's not, you know, it's like fire. You can't play with fire. So when we come to Krishna consciousness, this is the summum bonum. This is the essence of all spiritual practice. But when we do practice Krishna consciousness right, then, as it was indicative here in the purport, then a surrendered Vaishnava who properly vibrates the mantra that he receives from his guru, Chitraketu received one mantra. We've received an even superior mantra, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, although the meaning of both was the same. But anyway, it's another story, the potency of different mantras. But here it's stated that just by this one mantra, he came to realize all knowledge. This becomes another jnana, vairagya, that with knowledge, if one has knowledge, then one becomes inclined to renunciation. Krishna says this, that it's a basic principle of spiritual life. That's why we study scriptures, because when we know about the material world and we know the consequences of sense enjoyment, then renunciation awakens. And with renunciation, the proper devotional practice, and then all tadbhigyatam sarvam evam bhigyatam bhavanti, then all other things, all of the potencies, knowledge manifests within the heart. So the example that Srila Prabhupada sometimes gives is that of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji. He was supposed to be illiterate, and yet at the same time he was so conversant with the conclusions of Vedic literature that he could be the spiritual master of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who was so literate, so learned, so erudite. So why? Because from his perfect chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, whatever the Vedic conclusions were, then Gaur Kishore Das Babaji automatically realized those. Sarva Videshu Dishyate. Everything comes from chanting Hare Krishna. All the Vedas are distilled into the holy name of the Lord. So usually when you distill something, you can't get back the ingredients once again. So like if you boil milk down into burfi, it's not that by mixing water with burfi you get milk. You don't. But in spiritual circles, things function a different way. So all the Vedas are boiled down into the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and when you chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, then all the Vedas again become fully accessible to the pure chanter. And this is what happened with Maharaj Chitraketu. And this is also what can happen with us. Of course, we should not neglect reading books because we may not be on the platform of such pure chanting. But Srila Prabhupada said, either you study our books if you're philosophically inclined, or you just chant Hare Krishna, but the result will be the same. But Prabhupada, one has to be surrendered to the process, then it will work. Hare Krishna.